Remember, these are microphones.
And yeah, that's right. So if somebody has a question, I mean, just go ahead.
Well, talk about your freshman year, first of all. You know, we didn't get to talk to you. How did things go for you last year as a freshman?
I thought it was, overall a positive experience. You know, I got to play a lot more than what I thought I was going to, and, you know, learned a lot. And, you know, we ended the season on a high note, so you can't really ask for much more than that.
Could you have imagined in your wildest dreams being the starting middle linebacker as a true freshman for Iowa?
I mean, that wasn't something I'd pictured earlier in the season, but, when it happened, you kind of had to suck it up and, get ready to go. And so, it was a blessing, and I'm thankful for that opportunity.
How has spring practice gone with all the new guys shuffling in on defense?
It's going well. Everybody's learning. They're getting some experience, and we're taking our lumps, and in terms of installation and stuff like that. But everybody's improving, so that's good.
How much of a contrast is it? Like you said, a year ago you're a freshman. Now you're kind of one of the old men on this defense with all the changes.
It's a little different. You go from really, not having any experience, now being, like you said, one of the more experienced linebackers that we have. But, I still have a lot to learn, and, I've got a lot to improve on. So, I'm just going to take it one day at a time and, keep trying to improve.
How much do you feel that you'll be a starter again this year? I mean, is there a sense that after what you did last year that you're going to be the guy again? Or are you still out there trying to, earn a playing time as a redshirt freshman?
Yeah, I think that's that's a good question, because nobody's spot is really secure, and so we all have to go in and prepare like we're competing for a spot, and that's how I'm preparing. I know how that's how everybody on our defense is, and the best guys are going to play. All I can do is worry about what I'm doing day to day.
When you were thrust out there last year, what one or two players really helped you a lot up on the defensive side?
I mean, it was the guy that wasn't playing. It was Jeff Tarpinian, probably helped me the most. And if I ever needed to ask him questions or talk to him or something, he was always there. And then Tyler Nielsen too, but he was hurt, so those guys really kind of guided me along.
Do you ever remember a game or situation where you really just felt lost out there at all? completely just, wow.
No, not
really.
Too bad.
Okay, well, that's good.
How's the battle of Kirksey and Hitchens going over it next to you?
They're both very talented, and they're both, very skilled athletes, and they're both improving a lot. And, I can't really speak for them. I can say they're both getting better, and, it's going to be fun to watch whoever's out there.
Did you feel like middle linebacker was your strongest position coming in, or did it just kind of work out that way?
I mean, I was kind of up for playing whatever position they were going to put me at, and so during the summer I met with Coach, and he said that I was going to be playing middle linebacker, and so that's where they ended up putting me, and, that's all I've really worried about since.
What's the dynamic like being a true freshman at a leadership spot on the field, that middle linebacker, and trying to, work with guys that have been around for a while?
Yeah, I think it's just really about, earning their respect. And the only way I could do that really is, just by going hard, because, they've seen it all. And, there's a big difference from Pat Angra breaking the huddle one year to me breaking the huddle the next year. So, I wasn't really trying to be Pat Angra. I was just trying to, earn their respect, through the effort I gave.
Do you think the bowl experience and the extra practice was a real plus for you too?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I improved a lot during the bowl. And, I thought I played one of my better games in the Inside Bowl.
You mentioned how Jeff was an influence. Just in what ways would he help you out, like in a practice? Like, what would be an example of something that he did that you felt made you better?
Sure. So if I had a question about, what position or what kind of call we needed to be in, he's a guy that was a fifth-year senior, had a lot of experience. I mean, he pretty much had all the answers in that respect. So if I was ever unsure about, what we needed to be in, or, what my assignment was, versus this particular formation, Jeff was there, so.
Was he ever doing that then during games as well, like when you come?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What was the biggest difference for you between the high school game and the college game?
It's just overall, it was just a huge difference. Probably the speed and the size. I mean, obviously the college game is a lot more complex too, so there's a bigger learning curve. But yeah, it was just I went from being the biggest starter on my football team, lineman included, in high school, and now I'm one of the smaller guys on the defense. So that was probably a big adjustment.
Speaking of what you were doing on your high school team last year, Jewel gets hurt, Adam has to miss a few games, Brandon leaves the team. Was there ever a time when you went to coach and said, "Hey, I was a pretty decent running back in high school"?
No, I was just worried about, taking care of business at linebacker before any of that stuff.
Claiborne last year said you brought up, what did he say, some energy.
Called me nerdy.
Nerdy energy to the house. Can you give us an example of that?
I mean, not really. I guess that's, that's his perspective. I was just trying to, take care of business and make the right calls. And if that's how it came across, well.
You ever been called a nerd before?
Yes.
You have to take it when Adrian.
That's right.
Did he talk to you about that at all?
Oh no, it wasn't insulting or anything like that. You know, it's in a roundabout way, you know, kind of a compliment. So yeah.
Did you ever catch yourself being almost, you know, too energetic in the huddle and talking too fast?
Oh yeah,
because I can totally see that. I mean,
oh yeah, there's a lot of times where, you know, guys would say, "Hey man, just relax." Like I come off to the sideline, and Coach Wilson would be like, "All right, you're doing great. You just need to turn it down a notch. You know, just stay poised, just stay focused." So that happened a few times, not a lot, but a few times.
Was there like a head spinning moment when they finally looked at you and said, "All right, James, get out there," and then you kind of go out?
Yeah, it was the Penn State game. They because nobody was left, and then I heard Coach Wilson go over to Coach Francis, like, "James is the only guy left." And Coach Francis said, and they call the timeout. I'm like, "Okay, here we go." And then he looks at me, and my eyes are like that big. And then I'm like, "All right, I'm ready to go." So I went in the game.
How quick did you get over that feeling? Or did you still have it?
Oh, yeah, it was probably the second play in the game. Because once you're in there, you know, it's just football. And, you know, I'm just worried about, you know, doing what I did in practice, you know, just playing football, which is what I love to do. So,
were there any physical lessons last year? I know the Wisconsin game, you know, you have mountains coming at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there some lessons in film that maybe opened your eyes?
Oh, definitely. There's physical lessons every day in practice. I mean, physical technique, you know, is a difficult thing to master just because, you know, it's hard for me to be perfect when there's a 330-pound lineman, you know, trying to push me around the field. So, yeah, I mean, particularly the Wisconsin game, they're a really physical team. But, I mean, I was learning different physical lessons every single day.
What are you doing to get physically bigger?
I'm just trying to eat a lot. I'm working out. I'm on the same weight program as everybody else. I've gained about 7 pounds since the end of the season, so I'm moving in the right direction, I feel like.
What's your goal for weight? I mean, what would you like to be eventually?
Yeah, I'd like to play at 232 in the fall. That's my target weight.
Where are you right now?
227.
Thanks.
No problem.
Are you set at middle linebacker? There's no discussion of seeing where how you would look here or there.
I haven't specifically talked with Coach Wilson about that. You know, he says in the meeting room, you know, we need to learn all three positions, even if we are just playing one. So, you know, if I were to be moved around, you know, I would take that as another challenge. You know, just try to learn that position. But I haven't heard anything in that respect.
What do you guys kind of think about that? I mean, there's so much talk about guys who might move around. Is that kind of unsettling? Do you guys just go with it? I mean, how do you guys take that knowing they might not be there?
I mean, I think that talk is more, you know, exterior. It doesn't actually happen, you know, inside the football program. It's more or less speculation. So it's not like we hear, like, murmurs within the building about a coach says I might be this or a coach says I might be a fullback or something like that. So guys are really just focused on trying to learn their position and their position alone.
Well, did you ever settle on a major?
Oh, no, I'm undecided right now. I was thinking political science, and then that kind of was got extended. So now I'm thinking top three would probably be English, economics, or business. Those three.
Just curious. Talk to Vandenberg and organic chemistry next fall, too.
Yeah. I'll try and avoid that class if I can.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
What's it like when you have to tackle a guy like Coker?
I actually don't really have to tackle Marcus because we don't do full tackling in practice. But, you know, he's a powerful man, and, you know, when he hits you, you know it. So you better be ready.
Can you talk about Micah's switch to safety? Has it really changed anything major in how the defense worked? How's the defense feeling about it?
Yeah, I guess I didn't. I mean, I knew he was back there. I mean, but, you know, we play Iowa defense, and, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, how we move guys around. Guys are going to do their job, the job assigned to them by, you know, the Iowa defense. And, you know, Mike is doing – he'll do a great job wherever he is, and, you know, we're a better team with Mike on the field.
You talk about playing in Iowa defense. Do you like being in a set 4-3, or is it something that you're open, like, if they were to switch it up at any time?
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm going to do whatever the coaches tell me to do. I like to play football, so, you know, whatever defense that is, you know, as long as I get to play football, you know, that's all I want to do.
Well, I ask because, you know, there were some instances last year they would play a little bit of dime. I know the Michigan State game kind of comes to mind.
Yeah, we had a lot of different packages, actually, not specifically dime, but then we had some 3-4 packages, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, we mix it up maybe more than what it appears on the surface, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's still football to me.
What have you seen from Bruce in his recovery?
Bruce Davis?
Yeah.
I know he's limited right now. Obviously, he's I don't know how many months out he is from an ACL repair, but, you know, they say you're usually about 13 months before you're 100%. You know, he's able to do certain things in practice, and, you know, what he's able to do, he looks good.